D.A. King, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Jennifer. Glad to be here. Yes.
I can only imagine your reaction to this settlement. You tell me.
Well, Tim, it's a long story. Before I start, I would like to extend my congratulations to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and their immigration reporter, Jeremy Redmond, for dropping any possible claim to or pretense of having fair, accurate, or balanced and complete information on their reporting on this. It is notable and won't be forgotten. And also, a big hearty thank you and congratulations for his courage to State Senator Josh McCoon for being the only legislator in the Republican-controlled Gold Dome to have an interest in this or to carry this bill.
All right. The specifics of the settlement this week, though, which already, and even in advance of the settlement, the state, the Driver Services Department, Burt Brantley, they were working in this direction anyway, and it's evidently speeding up the approval process. You had between May and June almost 2,800 of these licenses. That's up from 1,800 between January and May.
Okay. Jim, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. First of all, the insult to immigrants like my adopted sister and many of my friends and supporters in labeling these people who have won this lawsuit as in any way being described as an immigrant is insulting. And I hope we can all note the difference between an immigrant who joins the American family lawfully and an illegal alien who was here either because he crossed our border illegally or overstayed a visa. The shorter story I can tell is this. Georgia has had in place laws with the intention of stopping any illegal alien from ever obtaining any kind of Georgia driver's license or official state ID card. The language was written such that it was a loophole created when Barack Obama in 2012, in his reelection bid, decided to grant an executive amnesty to the illegal aliens who could claim to have been brought here when they were children. In that process, he awarded them a work permit, a real one this time, not the fake ones that they've been using, a real work permit and a valid Social Security, not one that was stolen from an American citizen or a real legal immigrant. With those two documents, a work permit and a Social Security number, those were the precautions that we had in the state law to stop an illegal alien from getting a driver's license. Obama negated that language and made it possible for anyone with a work permit or a driver's license to get a Georgia driver's, anyone with a work permit or a Social Security number to get a driver's license. Josh McCoon's bill was aimed at altering the language originally to go back to the original intent so that no illegal alien of any description, no matter how they're described in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, could obtain one. For a period of time, the Department of Driver Services was issuing driver's licenses to all illegal aliens who could produce a work permit and a Social Security number. Then they realized that the Obama administration was granting work permits and Social Security numbers not just to people with his DACA deferred action for childhood arrivals, but also to illegal aliens who had been recently arrested for being in the country illegally in raids, and people who, it was clear, had already gone through the court system and were under deportation orders. This lawsuit brought by the SPLC was aimed at that latter group. This entire news event is built around the fact that illegal aliens who do not have Obama's deferred action on deportation amnesty, who are here because either their country won't take them back after they've been ordered deported, or they've been order deported, or they're in the removal system and are applying to have their status adjusted, have found a lawyer who will do that, and then Obama administration has given them a work permit and a Social Security card. These are by no means immigrants. Many of them are, again, illegal aliens who are already under deportation orders.
And that's the distinction we need to make there, D.A. King, that under deportation orders, you say.
Many of them have been ordered to be deported, and their country will not take them back.
So We were talking with, you know, as Tim mentioned, Senator Isaacson earlier, and
Senator McCoon.
Thank you. Sorry, we talked to several senators this morning. Senator McCoon, and he was saying that, you know, the dangers outweigh the benefits of illegal aliens getting driver's license. Because I said, well, is it not a benefit that, you know, now we have their photo ID, we have their potential address, if it's real, etc. And I want to know what dangers you consider it to be. For them to be getting their, you know, their driver's license without showing any documentation, because that bothers me as well, that they don't have to present any documentation, whereas you, I, or Tim, or anyone else would have to.
Well, they do, Jennifer, to be fair. They go to DDS and they present a birth certificate. You can only imagine from where it comes,
yeah.
Whether or
right.
not it's accurate or legal. It's a foreign birth certificate. In Mexico, for example, none of the birth certificates in the various states are the same. I have found many birth certificates with multiple pictures on them that are taped on there along the ground on the border in Arizona. But the concept that we have to give the de facto national ID card that we all use for everyday occurrences, including boarding airliners, opening bank accounts, renting cars, and buying explosives, to a known illegal alien so that we know where they are, I think is self-explanatory, and it's very unproductive concept. The danger is that, again, in this country, that national ID card is a driver's license, whether it's Georgia or not. You can register to vote if it doesn't happen automatically with a driver's license. And one more time, we should all recognize that many people in the world hate this country and Americans. And if you have a driver's license, you can board an airliner without any questions asked.
V.A. King, got to leave it there up against the bottom of the hour break. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, God.